is it your misfortune and none of my own? Tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies. You know that the ferry will be your new home.
Now for the thrilling adventure, Lightning Jim and the Mad Killer Dirk. A stagecoach rumbled along the stage trail as a masked rider suddenly came out from behind a protecting boulder.
Ho there! Ho! Ho!
Put him up, driver.
Yeah, sure.
Get on off of that coach.
Sure.
And don't try to reach for them six-shooters you're toting, partner.
Well, you're wasting your time, mister. I ain't carrying no passengers and no cash.
Well, ain't that too bad? Well, I'll be doggone. Howdy, Slim.
I don't recognize you with that mask on, stranger.
Don't remember me, huh? Well, take a look.
Killer Dirk.
Yeah, Killer Dirk. Surprised, ain't you?
Sure. I thought you was in jail, Dirk.
I was.
Busted loose, huh?
Yeah, 2 days ago. But you was lucky, Slim.
Lucky?
Sure. When Lightning Jim and that sweet deputy trapped us in that gold mine, you was on the outside and got clear.
Yep, yeah, I got away.
Yeah, Marshall figured he'd broke up the Dirk gang. Well, the rest of the boys are still in jail, but Killer Dirk is loose.
yeah, but what are you aiming to do?
Get Lightning Jim.
Get Lightning Jim?
Yeah. And you're going to help me, Slim.
Now, hold on, Dirk. I ain't taking a hand in that game.
What's the matter? You gone soft?
Yeah, maybe so. When Lightning Jim broke up the gang, I came north and got this job driving the stage. I've been going straight.
Straight. That's a good one.
but listen, Dirk. Your grudge against Lightning Jim is your own affair. And you got to leave me out of it.
Slim, you never give me orders before, and you ain't starting now. You know why they call me Killer Dirk?
Well, sure.
And maybe this shooting iron will help you change your mind.
Hey, wait now. Don't you
playing my game or do I drill you?
Well, sure, I'm with you, Dirk.
That's better. And remember, one wrong move and I'll drill you clean.
Yeah, sure.
Where are you taking the stage?
In the next town is Mountain Valley. Then on up to Fort Anderson.
Fort Anderson, huh? That's where Lightning Jim heads in, ain't it?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, when you start out to get Lightning Jim, you're fooling with dynamite.
Dynamite, huh? Now, that's an idea.
Well, I don't have to tell you, he's the fastest drawing hombre on the plains.
Yeah? Well, he ain't gonna get the chance to draw. I'm gonna set a trap for him. Yeah. Killer Dirk's trap.
The criminals and desperados of the Old West both feared and respected the reputation of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple. But Killer Dirk was no ordinary outlaw. He was a savage, half-crazed, cold-blooded killer, obsessed with a desire for revenge against Lightning Jim. We joined the Marshal and his deputy, Whitey Larson, at their headquarters at Fort Anderson.
Oh, I must forget something.
What?
See, you remember Reese and her father, Adolf Smith?
Yeah.
Well, they're coming to visit us today.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, they're coming on a stagecoach instead of bringing my puppy dog with them.
Well, that's good news, buddy.
Oh, see, I can hardly wait, by golly. I always wanted a good dog, and now I got one.
Yeah.
By him, and I'm going to teach him lots of tricks, too.
Huh? Teach who tricks?
The dog. What do you think I'm talking about?
I'm sorry, Whitey. I was just thinking about something else.
If I snow, I'm more trouble.
Yeah. The ranchers up around Willow Creek been having trouble with rustlers.
Well, that looks like some work for us.
Yeah, I reckon so. Get the horses, Whitey. We're going up to see the sheriff at Bardsville.
Yeah, but what about Ethan? He's not coming today.
Well, we'll follow the stage trail up past Willow Creek, and most likely we'll be running into him.
Oh, you see, that's good. I want to see that puppy dog, and the sooner the quicker.
Hold your tongue. When you talk to me in front of people, my name's Smith. Sam Smith. Get it?
All right.
Taking out passengers?
Yeah, reckon so.
Any cash?
Nope, not this trip.
Going to Fort Anderson, huh?
Yep. Hey, wait. It looks like one of my passengers coming now.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me, gentlemen. Which one of you is the stage driver?
Yeah, right here, mister. What can I do for you?
How soon's the stage going out?
Yeah, about an hour. Where are you going?
I'm going to Fort Anderson. Come in on the stage ahead of you, but she broke down. They told me I'd be riding with you.
Yeah, sure.
Say, what's that box you're carrying, partner?
Why, this is a camera, mister.
A camera? What do you do with it?
Take a picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard of them picture machines. Hey, how does it work?
Well, I got her all loaded. Say,
how does that thing shoot?
Shoot? Oh, sure. It shoots pictures.
That's very funny, mister.
Yeah. I thought so, too. You see, all you do is just point it like
don't
this.
Don't point that thing at me.
Well, it won't hurt you, mister. I just want to take your picture.
Put that thing down or I'll blow your head off.
Don't shoot. I didn't mean no harm. Honest, I didn't.
Listen, greenhorn, don't you never point that contraption at me again. You understand?
Sure. I get you, mister.
Oh, there. Oh, boy.
Come on, Rita. Get out.
All right. Come on, Pop. Come back here.
Get that dog out of here.
Stop it. Come here.
Get out of here.
Hey, what's the idea of kicking that dog, huh?
He was aiming to bite me, wasn't he?
Why, he's only a puppy. He wouldn't bite you. You have no right to kick him.
Is that so? Well, any dog that barks at me is going to get kicked, and if that ain't enough, I'll drill him and make sure he don't.
Oh, no, you don't. You try to shoot that dog and see what happens to him.
Why?
Hey, hold on, folks. Ain't no use losing your tempers over a dog.
Oh, stop it. Do you hear me?
If you want that dog to live, you better be kind enough. Now, driver, come over to the Eaton house before you pull out.
You know that man, driver?
Why, sure. He's all right. He got a trigger temper, and I reckon he don't take much to dogs. Don't worry about him.
Well, he had no right to kick the dog just because he barked.
That's what I say, ma'am. Why, he was going to shoot my head off just because I wanted to get his picture. Can you imagine that?
By golly, he ought to be in jail, that's what.
Where are you folks going?
Fort Anderson.
Why, say, that's where I'm going. Glad I'm going to have company. Charlie Carr's my name, but the boys out here call me Chicago Charlie because that's where I live.
Glad to know you, Mr. Carr. This is my daughter, Rita.
How are you, ma'am?
Howdy. So you had a fight with that bully, too, eh?
I sure did. Thinks he's mighty handy with the shooting iron. Well, he ought to meet up with someone I know. A man who really knows how to handle a six-shooter.
Who's that?
Lightning Jim Whipple, the United States Marshal.
Do you know Lightning Jim?
Do I know him? Say, him and me as old friends. Why, that's why I'm going down to Fort Anderson, to see him and his deputy, Whitey R. Larson.
Is that so? Did you hear that, Rita?
I sure did. Mister, we know Lightning and Whitey, too.
No.
Yeah, it was Lightning Jim who saved my life. He caught a fellow who killed my brother and wounded me. Yeah, by golly, we know him.
Well, it sure is a small world. Imagine all of us meeting up like we did and finding we're all friends of Lightning Jim.
Yeah, and me and Pa are going down to Fort Anderson to see them, too.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a big reunion.
Yeah.
Oh, I almost forgot. We're taking this dog to Whitey. Our sheepdog Jenny had a litter of pups, and I promised Whitey he could have this one.
Well, say, he's going to be mighty tickled, because that's a fine puppy.
Yeah, he wants to shake hands, by golly.
Pardon me, folks. I got a little business to do before we pull out. I'll be back in a little while.
Yeah, that's all right, mister. I got to take this down to the livery stable anyhow, the team.
Hey, what you laughing at?
I just had me an idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. I told you I figured to set a trap for Lightning Jim.
Yeah?
Well, I kind of got a notion these friends of his and are going to help me.
What?
You're taking that old man and his daughter and that greenhorn on the stage, ain't you?
Sure.
The stage fair crosses Willow Creek, don't it?
Yep. Our first stop is the stage station at Elm Forks. And then we go over to Willow Creek and into Fort Anderson.
And north of the creek is Boulder Canyon.
Sure.
And up in that canyon is the old Boulder Mine.
Yep, but it ain't been worked for years.
So much the better. Won't likely be nobody around to bother us.
I don't follow you. What you planning to do?
I'll be waiting for you at the Willow Creek Bridge. I'm holding up the stage.
Yeah, the old man in that city, Jasper, ought to be carrying cash.
Nah, that ain't what I'm driving at.
Well, if you ain't taking the cash, well, what are you holding up a stage for?
I'm taking the gal, Sandy.
Oh. And what are you going to do with her?
Take her up to the Boulder Mine. And I'll be leaving tracks a blind man could follow.
Yeah?
You take the other two hombres into Fort Anderson and tell Lightning Jim you was held up and the girl was kidnapped. You understand?
Yeah, sure.
The marshal and his deputy will pick up the trail easy and walk right into the trap, see?
Oh, yeah. They pick him off from ambush.
Nah. Shooting's too good for them coyotes. Got a better idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right now, I gotta pick up some dynamite.
Dynamite?
Sure. When you set a trap for rats, you use cheese. Well, I'm setting a trap for two skunk law badges, and I'm using dynamite.
Will Mad Killer Dirk be able to carry out his plot to get Lightning Jim? The exciting climax of this thrilling story will come in part two, which follows immediately. Now for part two of the Lightning Jim adventure, Lightning Jim and the Mad Killer Dirk. The stagecoach that is taking Rita, Adolph, and Chicago Charlie to Fort Anderson pulls up at a stage station along the trail.
Oh, whoa there! Whoa.
This is the Elm Fork Station, folks. As soon as we change teams, we'll be moving on to Fort Anderson.
Good. Well, let us get out and stretch a bit.
Come on, Pop.
Gosh, I'm stiff as a board.
Yeah, by golly, these stagecoaches got hot seats. By golly, here comes two riders.
Yeah, and when you look, who it is?
Oh, Thunder, oh, boy.
Where's Lightning Jim and White?
Howdy, folks.
Hello there.
Welcome, boy.
Yeah, it is good to see you again, yeah, by golly.
Hold it, boys, hold it. I want to get your picture.
Thunderation, Whitey, will you look who's here?
You beeminy, Chicago Shorty. Oh, man, can you picture that?
Trying to steal my stuff, eh? Hey, Shorty.
Hey, now, where'd you and Rita pick up this stray calf?
At Mountain Valley.
Mountain Valley?
Yeah, he did not have no brand on him, so we brought him along.
Well, if you ask me, I think Charlie's camera's a pretty good brand.
That's right, man.
Sure. My camera is brand new.
Yes, when it comes to bum yokes, you take the price, Shorty.
Oh, is that so? Now, just for that, I won't take your picture.
You've been here a minute. It's my puppy, it's your hair. Gallus, look. See, the last time I seen her, she was just a tiny little thing. My goodness, she's getting big, though.
Yeah, she's a smart dog, by
the way. Oh, you just wait till I teach her some tricks.
Yeah, that gives me an idea, Whitey. You teach the dog to catch outlaws, and we won't have to work no more.
Well, see, that is the funniest you think, Lightning. This little Yigger's mom, she helped us catch the feller that shot Adolph, didn't she?
That's right, Whitey.
Ah, Jenny is the smartest dog that ever lived, by God.
Oh, that's what you think, Adolph, but
I think Jenny's daughter is smarter.
Hey, you're lightning, wait. Get back on your horses.
Oh, here comes Charlie with his camera.
Yes, sir. I want a picture of Lightning Jim and Thunder and Whitey and his new dog.
Well, see, that ain't such a bad idea. You like him?
Sure. We'd like a picture like that, wouldn't we, Paul?
Yeah, sure.
There, you see? Go on, get on your horses, boys.
Come on, Nate.
All right. Come here, Thunder. Come here, boy. Come on. That's a boy.
Lightning, Thunder's the prettiest piece of horse flesh I ever saw.
Oh, he sure is, ma'am. Who's Thunder?
Say, Mr. Smith, will you hand the puppy to Whitey?
Well, you want me to hold the dog up here on the saddle?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Come here, pup. There you are, Whitey.
You got to sit still, huh?
Now let's have some action, fellas. Pull out your six children.
All right, Charlie. How's this?
Ah, good. Now, hold still.
Quiet, puppy.
don't worry, Whitey. I got the picture before the dog moves.
That's fine. I hope that turns out good.
Well, wait till you see it.
All right, folks, we're ready to go. Oh, hello, Marshal.
Howdy, driver.
Oh, Lightning, are you and Whitey going to ride back with us?
No, ma'am. Me and Whitey got a little business over at Bardsville. That's just a few miles from here, and then we're coming back to Fort Anderson. So make yourselves comfortable and take a look around the town when we get back.
Yeah, we will do that, Lightning.
Yeah.
Sure. Maybe I'll have the picture develop when you come back.
See, Lightning.
What is it, Whitey?
You think maybe we could take the puppy with us?
No, I don't think so, Whitey. We got work to do. She ain't old enough to trail after us yet.
Oh, I suppose. Well, goodbye, puppy. You and me's going to be a real pals, ain't you? See, I think I'm a pretty lucky fella.
It's a hold up.
Mr. Young, a man's driver.
Oh, don't argue with him, Pop, please.
Get down off of that coach, driver, and keep your hands in the air.
Yes, sure.
All right, folks, get out and put him up. Get away, you changed
mutt. Oh, please, mister, don't shoot him.
Lucky for him, he ran back at them rocks. Now turn around and face the coach, all of you.
All right.
Well, you ain't carrying guns. I reckon I'll be taking your cash.
Listen, mister, that's all the money I got.
Shut up, Charlie. You want to get killed?
You don't want to get killed. Now, you two hombres, keep your faces to the coach and don't move or I'll drill you. Now, miss, you'll be getting up on that horse of mine.
What?
Get up on your horse.
Yes, and don't try no funny business or I'll drill you and your old man, too. You're getting...
Oh, yes.
You can't do this.
Don't
you hear me?
You can't
do this.
Behind you.
You get up,
you.
Come back here.
Hey, Doc, he's kidnapped her.
I'm going after.
Yeah, but you ain't got no horse.
No, but you got horses pulling the stagecoach. You want to hit one of those horses.
Yeah, that won't do you no good. You ain't got no guns.
Yeah, that is so safe. You got guns. Why didn't that outlaw take your guns, huh?
Well, I reckon he must have forgot them.
So he forgot them, huh? Listen, I know who that fellow was. He was the fellow you was talking with back at Mount Valley. He was the fellow that kicked the dog. Yeah. I could not see his face, but I know his voice, by golly.
You're talking through your hat, mister.
Is that so? It was you and him that planned it. You give me that horse and the gun, or I break every bone in your body.
You're plumb crazy. I ain't giving you no gun, and you ain't taking a horse.
Why, you low-down coyote, I'll show you.
Stay right where you are, mister. I got you covered, and I'm shooting if you move a step.
So, I was right. Good work, Johnny.
Yeah. I hit him on the head with my camera tripod when he wasn't looking.
Yeah, you knocked him down, by golly. He wouldn't give me his guns, so I take them.
Say, are you really going after that bandit, Adolf?
Yeah, you bet. First, we get a rope and tie up this poor chap.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we put him in the coach. I'll take one of the horses, and you drive the stage to Fort Anderson and wait till Lightning Jim comes back. You tell him where he was held up, and he can follow us to the trail.
Sure, I'll do that. Say, where's the dog?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe she followed after that bandit.
Well, maybe so, but we ain't got no time to worry about that dog now. We got to save Rita.
Go on, miss. Inside the mine. What's the idea? Where'd that dog come from?
He must have must have followed us up from the stagecoach. Please don't hurt her. She's just a puppy.
Well, I don't like dogs, see? She starts barking at me like she done before, I'll throw her.
Oh, she won't bark at me.
She better not if she knows what's good for her. Sit down on that rock.
Well, if it's money you want, park and get it.
It ain't money I'm after. I'm setting a little trap for your friend, the United States Marshal.
You mean Lightning Jim?
Yeah, Lightning Jim. You see this package I got? It's a little present for the Marshal.
And that's the way it happened, Lightning. Gosh, I thought you'd never get here.
Charlie, you say the bandit held up the stage at Willow Creek?
Yeah, and he took Rita on his horse and went north.
North to the creek at 4 to 10.
Yeah, and Adolph took one of the stage horses?
Sure. He took the driver's guns and lit out after the bandit and Rita.
Looks like this driver was in cahoots with the outlaw.
Yeah, we'll take him to the jail, and then we're heading for Boulder Canyon.
Poor boy. I'm jealous to see him hurt the dogs like that.
Yeah, when I have a look at them tracks.
Yeah, seems like that outlaw weren't so smart. Sure, Benny, he should have followed his trail.
Yeah, he could have gone over the rocks. But he took the open ground and left fresh tracks all the way.
You think he done that on purpose?
Looks like it, Whitey.
So then maybe this is a trap.
Sit down, Whitey. No. See behind this rock.
That's what seen from behind the tree over there.
Put up your hands wherever you are. I've got you covered.
You been here a minute. This is the...
Adolph, don't shoot. It's me and Whitey.
Lightning Jim. Thank God you come.
Good thing you spoke up, Adolph. You were ready to shoot it out.
Sure, it was a close one.
Yeah, it's so dark I couldn't see who it was. I lost the trail. Lightning, we've got to find Rita.
Take it easy, Adolph. We'll catch up with that Jasper.
Did Charlie tell you?
Yeah, he told us everything.
Why did he take Rita?
Well, that's what we got to find out.
Yeah, but it won't be so easy to follow the trail in the dark.
Yeah, most likely he's taken her to a cabin or cave up here in the canyon. Why do you cross over and go up the far ridge? Adolph, you come with me.
Yeah.
Now listen, keep low, be careful. We meet at the north end of the canyon by the waterfall.
Yeah, and I just hope I get that Jaeger before we meet again. I tell you that.
Poor boy.
Easy, boy. Hands up. One move and I'm choking.
All right, mister.
What are you doing up here, partner?
I was just going up to board, Swede.
Well, that's a good one, Swede. I know who you are, Whitey Larson. Where's your partner, Lightning Jim?
Oh, he's around, I guess.
No, is that so? Well, I want to see him bad.
Jesse, what you do that for?
You two must have been together, so maybe them shots will bring him here.
About the place where we heard them shots, Adolph.
Yeah, by golly, it looks like a cave.
No, Adolph, that's the entrance to an old mine. It's been deserted for years. But we forgot it was here. Don't move, Adolph.
Look, beside that rock.
Yeah.
Did you get him?
No, the rock saved him.
You think he's alone?
Can't be sure yet.
No, you're shooting it out, Lightning Jim. I got the girl. And your sweet deputy.
You hear that? He got mighty, too.
Yeah.
You better come out peaceable or I'll drill these two.
Why, the dirty lowdown.
Hold on, Adolph. Sounds like a crazy man. Can't take any chances. All right, mister.
Keep your hands in the air, Marshal.
Sure. Come on, Adolph. When we get up to him, you call the reader. Maybe I can get a chance to draw on him.
Yeah.
Come on, come on. I ain't waiting all night.
All right, mister. We're coming.
Well, well, if it ain't the old man, too. Well, seems like everybody's here. This is the end of your trail, Lightning Jim.
Where's my daughter?
You'll see.
Rita! Rita!
Get away from me. Get away from me, I hate
You got him, Lightning.
Yeah, thanks to the dog.
Quiet. Is he dead?
Yeah. Good Lord, Adolph. I know this, Jasper. It's Killer Dirk. Rita and Whitey must be inside. Come on, quick.
Yeah.
Rita! Whitey!
Here,
here they are.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
You take Rita and
I'll
have
the
quiet
here.
Rita,
are you all right?
I'm all right.
You never said take me again.
Is he with
them?
There you are.
Did you get him?
Yeah, I got him, Whitey.
Yeah, and the puppy
here, Hester. That's right, Adolph. When he heard your voice, he came running out of here and bumped into Dirk. When Dirk turned, I had a chance to draw and shoot.
Well, you mean, I told you she was a smart dog.
Did you know this man before, Whitey?
Yes, ma'am. Whitey and me trapped Dirk and his gang in a mine. They wouldn't come out, so we threatened to blow him out with dynamite.
No. That explains why this man put dynamite in here.
Dynamite?
Yes. There's a fuse running outside. He was going to capture you and set up fire to the fuse.
You're blowing us all off for this idea. I guess you will win, right, Jack?
Well, you was right, Lightning. He was a mess, man.
So you see, surely, there was my dog that saved the day.
Holy smoke! That sure was a close one. Well, folks, Chicago Charlie has got a real surprise for you.
You have a kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
Here, take a look at this picture.
Why, Yimini. This is the picture of Lightning, him and me and the dog. The one Charlie took at the state station.
Oh, let me see.
Yeah, let's have a look at it, why?
No, you? Me too.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, that's very
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, that is the best picture that I've ever seen, by
oh,
golly.
Yes, certainly.
Oh, yes, sir. Look at the dog sitting up there on the sandal with me.
We got a new one.
Wait a minute. I think he's the best thing in the picture.
And so ends another thrilling chapter in the lives of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson.